WPHM.
Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
It is 15 minutes now past 8 o'clock. Speaking of burning down the house, that's what you don't want to do, and that's why you need to get a smoke detector in your home. And Port Huron Fire Operations Chief Dan Main Guy is here to tell us all about how you can do that. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Smoke detectors are such an important tool, and we really take them for granted and kind of forget that they're there, forget to maintain them, all kinds of stuff, don't we?
We do, and that's a common thing that we see, or we never hear from people until they call us and say, my detector's making noise. What's the matter with it? And that's obviously the battery issue. But improvements in technology now have made them battery-free for 10 years. You just hang them up, and you don't have to think about them for 10 years. So,
But you do have to think about them at some point. Now, this is something that I hadn't really realized, but if you've got a smoke detector that's been up there for 10, 15 years, it might be time to think about getting a new one.
It's a good rule of thumb, the 10-year. The technology has changed, the electronics, then you can make sure are all modern and able to work when you need them to.
Right. You have partnered up, by you, I mean the Port Huron Fire Department, with the Red Cross, right?
We did. About a few weeks back, I was approached by a representative from the Red Cross whose corporate office was in Ann Arbor, and he introduced his program, a grant program that the Red Cross has going, and it's called the Home Fire Safety Campaign. And what that campaign entails is they partner with local fire departments, and they provide these 10-year life smoke alarms, with one caveat that the fire department crews actually go out to the homes and install them. And their goal is to reduce home fire deaths by 25%, or roughly a quarter, over the next 5 years. So I'm confident that will do that, because statistics will show you that homes with working smoke detectors increase your survivability.
Absolutely, because if you're overcome by smoke, and that's the first thing that usually happens when your home begins to fill up with smoke, if you're sleeping, it's just going to knock you right out.
What we used to tell the youngsters in schools and when we do our safety talks is, when you go to bed at night and you go to sleep, your nose goes to sleep with you. You may not notice that there's smoke in the house.
Yeah.
Or the smoke alarm is there and wide awake, ready to wake you up and help you get out of the house.
Or even the thing that we've seen on the increase, I think, in recent years is kitchen fires. If you're in the other room and you've left something on the stove, you know, that smoke alarm is going to catch your
attention.
Every
time you go back and look, roughly half of all home fires is caused in the kitchen or caused by careless cooking.
Yeah.
And you know, we preach that message. We're going to continue to preach the message that if you're cooking, pay attention to it. But the smoke detector is sort of your silent lifesaver, as we call them, and I like to steal a phrase from the Marysville Fire Department. On one of their vehicles, they have "check your smoke detectors." It's sound advice, and it's a neat little cliche. So,
absolutely. At the very least, we always say with the time change in the spring, when we spring forward, in the fall when we fall back, that's also a good time to check the battery.
Make sure. And in these 10-year units, give them a test. You won't have the battery to change. You'd just be able to hit the test button and make sure that they're working, functioning the way they're supposed to, and that they're still where you put them and where they were installed.
All right, so if there's somebody that doesn't have a smoke detector in their home, or it's an old one and it needs to be replaced, and they'd like to take advantage of this program, what do they do?
Right. How the program works is you can call the Port Huron Fire Department's administration phone number, which I can leave with you or give to your readers, or they can reach our captain or myself by email, which will be all found on the city's website. And we're going to do a news release on this later this week. So folks can call and say, give us their address and say they don't have or they need a detector. Or if they're just simply physically unable to install one, there's really no limitation to this program. We can come out. We'll make an appointment, obviously, as calls allow, in a non-emergent manner. Mm-hmm. A crew will come out. And with this program, you can receive up to 3 smoke alarms for your home, depending on the way it's designed or how many bedrooms you have. We can give up to 3, and we'll install them. And all we ask in return is your acknowledgement on a form that goes back to the Red Cross saying you understand that this is being provided by the Red Cross, and it's yours to maintain and keep in place once we leave. So
it's a great program, and hopefully save some lives along
the way.
Save
some lives, yep, absolutely.
All right, Chief, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for coming in this
morning. Not a problem. Glad to be here.